By the way, this system gives us so much understanding. It's amazing. So what are, let's just go through the values levels by name once so that we can begin to talk about them. And these values levels are on page 37. Mm-hmm. And what are the values levels? We've given you, on page 37, I've given you three or four different ways of looking at each values level. Now, the reason why we look at the values levels with all these different labels, by the way, I don't mind the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't mind them. But after devising the values levels with numbers, the people at the National Value Center sort of got a sense that some of their students were putting people in boxes. After designing the values levels, the people at the National Value Center kind of got an idea that the numbers were simply putting people in boxes. Because if I'm a values level 5, what's better than that? 6, if I'm a 6, what's better than that? 7, oh, but everybody wants to be an 8. Yeah. And what the National Value Center people said was, no one value system is better than any other, so let's take the numbers off. And they put letters on them. And so they called values level 1 AN and 2 BO, which that's, I have a serious problem with that anyway. and 3, they call them CP, and 4, DQ, which in the States, DQ stands for Dairy Queen. And 4 probably wouldn't go to Dairy Queen, although 4 was constructed under, anyway, never mind. Dairy Queen was constructed under values level 4 management, so it's okay, we can do with that. And 5 is ER, which an ER, an emergency room, probably isn't. Anyway, the letters got all weird. So, but we give you the letters because some of the National Value Center material talks about one, and they talk about these letters. And then finally, they gave them colors.
The letter combinations was too complicated. Then they gave colors.
Which, by the way, the colors have nothing to do, just before you ask me, with the chakras, because they don't. And they don't have to do with seven states of consciousness, because they don't. And I've asked Chris Cowan, who created the system, I says, you know, he goes, no, absolutely not. There's no intent of that. So they called level 1 beige, which, you know, beige is kind of nondescript, so why'd they do that? And then 2 is purple, which is like, anyway, 3 is red. That makes sense. 4 is blue, which, I'm okay with that. 5 is orange. I don't know why. 6 is green. Well, green makes sense for 6. 7 is yellow, and 8 is turquoise. So those, we're going to talk simply about the numbers, yeah? We may from time to time have to slip in a few of the colors, but so what do they mean? Well, level 1, values level 1, way of thinking is a band, people banding together. There's not many values level 1s on the planet, although sometimes when people get sick, they revert to values level 1. There probably are values level 1s who are street people.
People value level 1s are not yet organized in a tribe.
They haven't gotten together. We're going to go through all of this in layers. We're going to layer this in, hopefully. We won't finish on this CD, but we will finish after a bit.
So at values level 1, people or individuals are living alone, and they are not able to band together. They're just barely grubbing for subsistence, and their primary concern is survival.
Level 2 is the tribe. Now they're not just a band. In level 1, they're banded together like one or two people, or they're individuals alone. But in level 2, they get together with a tribe. And the tribal people are, as we said, tribal-oriented. Everyone is subservient. Everything is for the wishes of the chief. The chief is in charge.
Submit to chief.
These are street gangs. These are cults.
Some cults.
Some people in some of the Polynesian societies today, the entire society is still values level 2. I think we'd have to say that people in a terrorist network probably are values level 2. People who are in.
So the prime concern at values level 2 is the clan's well-being and safety.
Okay, next is values level 3. Values level 3 we called the empire. It's aggression-oriented, it says. Now somebody in the tribe has to be in charge. Probably the chief is a values level 3. He could be a values level 4, but he's definitely got to be above 2 because the 2 is going to give all his wishes to the chief. Now, when someone becomes a chief, he says, I'm sick and tired of doing everything for the chief. I want it for myself.
I want to be the chief.
You know, I went out and gave the chief all his food, and then he didn't give me
the
any.
The hell with the chief. I want to be the chief now.
I'm going to be the chief now. This is the gunfighter of the Old West, the leader of the street gangs, the society which gave us the sheriffs. The sheriff. It's Rambo. You guys remember Rambo? Yeah, Rambo. It's Rocky.
Rocky, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's Genghis Khan. I mentioned him. It's very interesting. These people will shoot you because you're in their way, and it's raw dominance and control. Raw dominance and control. Okay, values level 4 is the passive hierarchy. Passive hierarchy means system-oriented. System-oriented means, well, one morning, a values level 3, the gunfighter in the Old West, probably woke up and realized he was mortal. And he wasn't the biggest, baddest son of a bitch on the block, and he was going to die. And then he thought, well, what's the meaning? What's beyond this life? And so values level 4 moves us forward. And they said, this is a nation of laws, not of men. And so here comes the police department. Systems come into place.
All governments are value level 4.
Governments generally, as such, are values level 4. And interestingly enough, the Communist Party's values level 4, the Catholic Church's values level 4.
Deep concern of value level 4 is meaning and purpose.
Values level 4 wants to give meaning and purpose to life, which 3 doesn't have.
And values level 4 found a legitimate way of shooting people via prisons.
Yeah. Put them in prison.
So value level 3 is just shooting people because. And value level 4 found a legitimate way of shooting people.
Put them in prison and execute them. I mean, that is if shooting is legal in the country that they're in. 4s will execute people. It takes values level 6 to stop executing people. Okay, next is values level 5. Now, values level 4, by the way, in business, values level 4 says, work for us for 30 years, and at the end of your stay, well, you'll get a gold watch. And when the person gets the gold watch, it goes like this. It goes like this. Now, the retiring person knows damn well he's going to get a gold watch, but he goes like this. A gold watch. And he shows his wife, look, dear, a gold watch. They gave me a gold watch. And he goes, and on the back it says, for meritorious service. That's the right way to do things. So that's the values level 4. Now, the values level 5 wakes up and he goes, I'm not waiting until I'm too old to enjoy the gold watch before I get it. I'm going for the gold watch now. That's values level 5. It's called active hierarchy, materialistically oriented. The values level 5 is sick of working for somebody, and so he opens his own business. He says, I want to make more money now. It's all for me.
Values level 5. Wants to do this, but within the boundaries of the law, as a value level 3 doesn't care about the law.
Okay, it's the basis of capitalism. The transition into values level 6 happens when the businessman wakes up and discovers he doesn't know the names of his kids. By the way, if you think that's funny, that happened in Japan. In Japan, the values level 5s
work.
They work 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day. They come home and sleep. They go back to work, and then one day, the wife says, do you know your names of your kids? And the man can't answer. This was in a newspaper article that I read in the United States. The guy had no idea who his kids were. The wife said, I'm divorcing you because you're not even a father. You're not even home. So work. Values level 6 is next. Values level 6.
Social network, and it's group and cause oriented. What does it mean? Is that a value level 6 thinks, okay, we've ruined the planet, we've destroyed the ecology, we've destroyed the ozone layer, now it's time to do something. Let's save the whales, let's save the environment, let's save the planet. For value level 6, everybody has to be taken into account. All people's feelings have to be taken into account. And the idea is to sacrifice yourself now for the good of the group, for the good of the planet.
These values levels, 1 through 6, are the first tier. Spiral dynamics means that the values levels actually spiral around and come back, and that the values levels above 6 are reworkings of the first values level, but at a higher order, or the first 6. We'll explain that as we go on. Now, in order to move to values level 7, one needs to be complete with values level 1 through 6. Values level 7 is results-oriented. It's functional flow.
And together with values level 8, are more into a global view.
What happens is the values level six discovers values level six doesn't produce results.
We have all these great feelings, we have all this great networking, but we're not going anywhere.
We feel good,
but we're not doing anything.
We didn't get anything done. Values level seven is the first level where situational management is possible. And this in values level can switch, you can actually switch management levels. You can actually switch people who are in charge. And values level seven will allow someone else to manage him. Three won't. Three has to be managed by the manager. Five is always is so busy competing with his fellow employees that it's hard to switch managers when a five is involved. Seven is the first values level where situational management is possible. In six, by the way, no one can be in charge.
In seven, the functional flow, the knowledge of natural flow is very important. And value level seven thinker can go back and pick any of the other value levels at will.
Which means the seven is more flexible in terms of being able to act as though he were another values level when in the right situation. Values level eight is turquoise, and it's we named it global flux.
Or global perspective. It's interplanetary transformation, takes a worldview.
Above values level seven, the person will exhibit more of a planetary view or a world. Values level eight is actually just emerging. It's a holistic plane of insight, and the intent is to impact the global village and all of the life forms. Harmony with all living systems. Now, let's say this again. Values levels are just ways of thinking. Values levels are just ways of thinking or systems of thinking.
So in life, we transition to different values levels. But if you haven't gone through a values level, you are not at the next one. People develop way of thinking that belong to the upper value levels. But if you didn't walk your talk, you cannot say, I'm totally transitioned into the next value level.
Okay. Now, with